I'm worried about you seeing down.
You cannot see into anybody's home. Because I'm on the highest point. Even if I look down, because I'm back 30 feet off the edge, I can't see a home. I can only see roofs.
So you understand, the deck is not to the left of Marston Avenue. It's back 7 feet.
I understand all that.
He's talking about Marston. So if you look from here to here.
I'm talking about any street.
Actually, from street to street, you can't see anything.
Okay.
It's 30 feet from here to here, 30 feet from there to there. It goes from the front to the back. There's nothing over here, nothing over here. It's 7 feet off the highest point. No matter what angle around the property and whatever angle you're looking up, you will not be able to see a body.
And how about looking down?
You can't see down. You can't see anything down. You can only see the bay from the Marston side looking back and the pier from the front.
Because the setback.
The setback of the 10 feet off of the front, which is 8 foot of the spa, 3 feet off the front, or 2.6 off the front, and then on the back, 7 feet off the back.
How much back room, Mark? How much of this roof is you going to be using for your recreational area? Is it just the pool area, or the right and the left sides as well?
There's about, there's probably about 30-35% for sitting. Like after you get out, just kind of sitting. I'm going to get a mister just so I can cool down. And then that's pretty cool.
Where? Is that going to be where the pool is, or on the right side and left side?
No. It's only in the middle, and it would be behind the pool area.
Okay. Now, are you're not using any of the other parts of the roof then?
No, sir.
Okay. So then they would be off limits, and they would be not in the approval?
Correct. You couldn't get there anyway because there would be a rail system.
But they're not in the request for the approval?
And we don't want it because we don't want to see anybody, and we don't want them to see us.
Okay. So the two adjoining sections, the lower sections of the roof, are not in your application?
It is not in the application.
Okay.
No, they're pre-existing. There's doors, patio. They're patio.
Yeah.
Okay. Just clarifying all these
little
things. We're used to hearing things, and there's a lot of details sometimes.
There's a lot of details. Yeah. This is a unique application.
Now, is there anything you can do, since all eyes of the city are focused at the beach in many cases, to improve the...
Yeah.
You know, we don't have any ordinances right now for the skyline of the city, but is there any, you know, something we should be looking at in the future is for our high rises, is there anything that we should be doing to improve the skyline of the city?
So, you know, it's funny you say that. It's probably I shouldn't be answering this.
Go to the mic.
I don't want to go to the mic. I believe there are wonderful things you can do. First of all, there's uplighting that we've already started, but
you've
I think...
You've done that to the building.
I have already. I believe
very nice, by the way.
Thank you, and I appreciate that. And I think that we should do multiple colors. Now, again, so on certain holidays, it switches to the holiday. Mm-hmm. I also started to already investigate something that I would like to do the top of the building as an aquatic mural. I've already contacted mural companies. I think that would be a very impactful thing to take the building so it becomes part of the pier in some way, almost a reflection of the pier.
Yeah, it is part of the pier now. Do you have a webcam?
Well, we did. We put up a webcam, and the webcam is there for giving surfers, and if you ever want to look up to see what the weather is or what the surf is and things like that, it could also be used, and I'm happy to share it. There's also, it can be used for safety and things such as that. You're more than welcome to use it for that as well. We put it up there as originally we thought it was going to be used for safety reasons, and it is there for surfing and people to see it on a national and local level. And I don't reap any financial rewards from that, but you do have the ability if you want to do marketing through your city and whatever, because it does give us a national presence. You're welcome to use it. I'm not looking for a profit from it, so if the city wanted to use that as well, I'm okay with it.
That's an aside, but let's get, are you complete with your application at this point?
Well, I know I have a gentleman here from
That's the public portion.
We've had a long talk with
We're going to open up to the public now, if you like.
All right.
At this time,
we're trying to give them a copy of what the Sands wants.
Okay.
So they have it put in the year.
Oh, yes, I have copies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm okay with a couple of those. My question is, does the there's a
something about not being in a maintenance easement from between certain dates? Is that something that and then it becomes our problem to enforce?
They asked us to do it. I don't think it becomes your problem to enforce.
Right.
But they wanted to see it in a resolution.
On the record, all right.
We were very willing to do it. There's stuff in there like insurance carried, which is fine. We actually worked all our differences out.
Yeah, we can include it, but we're not going to use city.
Put on there like the applicant is working the neighbor.
Well, we share a common.
Gotcha.
I don't know if you call it an alleyway. What is it, 20 feet wide?
It's an easement. It's 12 feet wide, allows them.
12 feet.
Okay.
We're going to go to the public now.
Okay.
We're going to go to the public. Anyone in the public wishing to make comment? Yes, sir. Please come up and state your names if we don't know you.
My name is William Sill, S-I-L-L. I live at 103 South Suffolk, and I'm the president of the St. Leonard's Association.
Mr. Sill, do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, thanks.
I think we're like two trains passing in the night so far in this discussion. And the reason I say that is because there's been no discussion about whether a D variance is warranted. In Roger McLaren's memo, he went to great pains to outline all of the D variance criteria. And tonight, I've heard none of that addressed. There's nothing in the application. And so I think we have to really go through, and I'll do it very quickly. We really do have to go through this and see whether a D variance or the C variances are really warranted.
Mr. Sill, we say that just for you.
Excuse me?
We say that just for you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. So you mentioned the privacy concerns, and that is a real concern we have. Just to put things into perspective, this is the photo, the Google photo that was a part of the application, and what it shows is the fact. And the fact is that this is a pre-existing building that's seven stories tall, when most of the, well, all of the residential housing around it is limited to 28 feet plus 3 feet, so a total of 31 feet. So it towers over the neighborhood. And so I empathize with the applicant. What they're trying to do is they're trying to defy physics. The privacy concern, let me just go into that for a moment. There's going to be a pool, a hot tub that seats eight people, approximately 600 square feet of decking, a lift and a spiral staircase, which would be placed over the seven-story building. And there was a bit of fuzziness that I felt that in the discussion. And when the question was, well, how high above the building will the appurtenances you're putting on it be? And based on what's in the file, in the original application, I don't have a copy of the new version. There was a 1 foot 10 inch decking, and then a 8 foot eight up to the top of the glass for 10 feet. So it would be 10 feet higher than the current profile of the building. To put this into perspective, the project would result in a building that would become approximately 50 feet taller than the 28-foot maximum building height specified in Section 102-118 for R1 buildings. The penthouse deck is very nicely designed, and it's clearly designed as an attractive, entertaining space. And when it's utilized for its intended purpose, it has the potential to have additional people there, which will then create noise, which will be projected directly down to the neighbors below. In addition, by moving the multiple condenser units away from the beachside onto the Marston side, the noise created from these units would more readily be heard by residents on Marston Avenue. Now, I'll get it. Thanks. And I want to say, I appreciate Mr. Samsick having a long conversation with me today. And we are always in favor of people renovating buildings and making our neighborhood more attractive. And in fact, he's done that with the building to date. but that's not the issue that we're confronted with today. Looking at the project, I believe it violates a number of important city ordinances, which is why a variance is needed. Section 102-18, building height, clearly states that rooftop, quote, rooftop decks or a viewing area of any kind above the third habitable floor are prohibited. Section 102-11 states that, quote, decks shall be inset with the principal structure and must meet all building setbacks. I'm not an architect. I don't pretend to be one. But it seems to me that Section 102-18C would require that the deck be inset 5 feet from the edge of the building on the boardwalk side. If that's the case, it isn't set back far enough. Now, switching over to the actual criteria, neither the application or the council's presentation today substantively addresses the impact of the variance, let alone meets the high standards. Instead, the narrative merely stated that the project would not be visible from the ground. It doesn't consider the adverse impact of privacy and quiet. Now, one thing we can all agree on is that this is a handsome project which would be beneficial to the owner of the penthouse. But when we measure it against the criteria laid out in the memo, the proposal falls far short. For example, rather than promoting the zoning purposes, the proposal is antithetical to it. The proposal does not promote the general welfare. It erodes privacy of the neighbors and introduces new sources of unwanted noise. It will not promote a desirable visual environment. It will raise the height and profile of the building, and it will introduce a spiral staircase and other appurtenances. And there isn't a hardship here. There isn't, and there was no documentation that this site was uniquely suited for its purpose. This is an oversized lot. It's a huge building, and we note that the applicant currently has two roof deck areas with chairs and tables on which it can socialize. And you can actually see, you can actually see here and here that he already has roof decks. And so the question is, utilizing these criteria, does it make sense to increase the rooftop? And I would also say that the application didn't specify a BFE, so I'm not exactly sure what heights we're using and where we're starting to measure from, but that's something for the board to consider. And the application plan shows that there would be an 8.8 completely frameless clear glass rail that's cantilevered off the deck. And I've checked with Mr. Samsick and his counsel, and they say that yes, it will be clear glass. It will, and it will not have a metal rail that would be visible. All variances, by their very nature, require an applicant to demonstrate a significant public interest. However, D variances have the highest hurdle for adoption. We believe that the applicant has not met any of these required burdens. We do not believe that this is suitable for the community, and we urge the board to deny the variances. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Abbott, it's all yours.
Let's be real clear. The pool is on the ocean side of the building. The air conditioning equipment and the elevated portion, including the elevator shaft, are to the Marston Avenue side. The decking area is set back 7 feet from the edge of the building. It could be set back even further. But the point is that you can't go to the edge and look down. The edge is there, and you're back here. So really, what we tried to make the point of, there's nobody's privacy being invaded, at least in the St. Leonard's Track. Now, where our pool is, it is adjacent to the property across from us that also has a pool and a deck. What we're trying to do is improve the property.
yes, there are special reasons, but it's a unique property, and here's part of the justification. What's unique about our property? It's a seven-story high-rise building in an R1 zone. How did it get there? Well, years ago, the city allowed these high-rises to be built. Are they allowed to improve them or add to them? Well, arguably, if Mr. Samchek decided to put a rowing machine up there, or he decided to put a bicycle machine up there, it would be real simple. You'd be saying, I don't think he needs a variance. But here he wants to put a swimming spa. I heard the gentleman say 8 people. That's not the design. It's got the special jet so that you swim in place. It's accessible only from his unit. If you want to call that a use variance, and again, I was a little bit troubled, but okay, you want to call it an expansion of non-conforming high-rise, but the uniqueness is that it is a high-rise in this zone. Do we feel there's any detriment? No. Are people on ground level or anywhere going to hear somebody up 76 feet, 8 inches? Highly unlikely. With regard to visibility, again, we're set back. The glass enclosure is for safety points. It's another significant improvement to a building that he's been in the process of improving for years. He's put a number of millions of dollars into this building to enhance it and make it a credit to the city of Ventnor. I'm very familiar with the building. I know some of you are. I've got a kid living in one of those units, so we know the building, and it is extremely well-maintained and something a Ventnor should be proud of. This gentleman pays a significant amount of taxes. He's had a free website there for the city's benefit, that if people want to see what the ocean or the pier looks like, they can do that. And he's asking you to be allowed to put a piece of equipment, exercise equipment, roughly 600 square feet, total decking, enclosed, steel reinforced, reinforced glass to withstand all hurricane winds. We don't think there's any detriment at all. We think this board has justification, if it so chooses, to find special reasons to allow him to have his swimming spa on his roof. You want to add anything? Or you do? Go ahead, you speak regularly.
I would only say that as you so articulately outlined, you will not be able to see the lift or the stairs on the deck. That's all. And you will not be able to see any of those pieces going up to that area from any other area outside of being on the deck. And that's pretty much it. I mean, again, a variance is there for great reasons, right? So you don't want to infringe on your neighbor. You do not want to cut something back from somebody and be able to have peaceful enjoyment. Music and sound, there is no more diligent, stricter group than the Sands condominium. If there was ever noise coming from my place, if there was ever an issue, it would be on the record. There are things on the record from them. It is not noise, and it's not them not being able to get peaceful enjoyment, and it's not them seeing me or me being able to see them, because we don't, and we can't. So that's the only piece that I want to put.
Mr. Abbott? As part of an application, Mr. Sill touched on it. As you know, the board has to find special reasons and so on to do this with and cite land use law. Now, so far, I've heard all about the pool, I've heard about everything, but I haven't heard about land use.
Well, I've told you that it's a unique piece of property because it's a seven-story building in a single-family zone. Its uniqueness makes it, if this were a single family home at grade level, there'd be no problem. This man would be allowed to have his spa in his yard so long as he met the setbacks. I think we do meet all the setback requirements, except we're height, and arguably you're expanding a non-conforming use. The special reasons would include enhancement of the building, aesthetically improvement, although it's very tough to see this. If you're up in the air or by a drone, you certainly look a lot more pleasing and attractive than the asphalt roof that's up there now. It is an improvement. It's putting all new air conditioning units up there. This shields it to some extent with his glass and with his spa. The spa's on the ocean side. I think if you, in your discretion, you can find special reasons. If you want, based on the photographs, based on the testimony, you feel it's appropriate to let him have his swimming spa on his roof.
Okay.
That's it.
All right, are you complete?
I think so.
Have you read Mr. McLaren's report?
I saw that, yes.
Are you accepting it?
I think there's a very good argument that a additional exercise equipment, which is what a swimming spa is, is it permitted by right because for the residents?
I didn't ask that question. I asked if you're accepting it.
I don't want to get in an argument with Mr. McLernan, but...
Yes or no? What about the glass walls? I think that's...
If he wasn't doing anything and he wanted to put up a railing on his roof, which already is a flat, is accessible and there are stairs, would the city of Ventnor be allowed to say, no, you can't have that railing? It is a safety feature. Ideally, there should be a railing up there now. It's flat, it's accessible, he has a stairway up to it. You yourself tried to go up there, it was locked, fortunately, but can you imagine if it wasn't locked? Or you or a kid or anybody could climb up on that roof through that stairway?
Any apartment building would be locked.
Huh?
Or they have a buzzer.
Well, if someone had known you were coming, they'd have been there. But I think he is allowed to put a railing up there by right.
I asked you a question about Mr. McLernan's report.
You're asking me to say I completely accept his report?
You accept
it? I don't agree with it all the way.
Okay, then you don't agree with it? But what parts don't you agree with?
I don't think that this qualifies as that strict of a variance. In fact, I think there's a good argument to say it's not even a use variance.
And why are we
here? The placement of the pool, because I think he's allowed to put an improvement up there. He's allowed to refinish his decking. Should be. He's allowed to have a railing. But I don't want this to get into being an argument about whether it is or it is.
It's a roof.
Roger's right or Roger's wrong.
This is a roof, not a deck.
No, that's... It's what?
This is a roof.
There's a stairway to it and it's flat.
It's still a roof. For maintenance purposes, for the equipment, correct?
He can go up there and look at the stars or look at the beach if he feels like it.
It's still a roof.
Well, that's your interpretation of it, but it is open, and he
I'll ask your architect, is this our roof, Mr. Architect?
Of course it's a roof.
Then it's a roof.
It's a roof, it's flat.
Okay.
You have the test.
Okay.
It is an access point for
correct.
Which I believe is...
But it was never designed as an assembly use for a deck. And when this building was built, it was never... Otherwise, the railing would be there now.
Right. Go ahead.
I respect your skill set and the things that make you who you are. When I bought the property, the reason that I knew that I could get up on there is the other people who own the property forever and a day and built it, they're the ones that told me how you get up there and this is what we do. And so their family used to go up there, but nobody used to go to the side. I wouldn't let my kids go up there because it's too dangerous. I don't want anybody up near the sides. But when I go up there, being an adult at this point, so I have been using it over the last couple of years, it's really a breathtaking, and I'll continue to use it, I guess, as a whatever you consider it and label it, but and I won't go to the edges. And if you don't allow it, which I respect either what you decide to do, I would like to put some sort of railing system up there for regardless of just for the safety factor. But I understand what you're saying. Presently, it is used for that, as for the HVAC, right. The system's up there.
Okay.
Okay.
You are complete?
Yeah.
Okay. At this point in time, are there any questions by board members of the applicant or our professionals? If not, Leo, could you phrase a resolution for the board in the affirmative?
Okay, so we have we're in the R1 district. We have a mid-rise building. We're calling it an expand, which is a non-conforming use. I think everyone's gathered that.
Right.
They're expanding it because this roof is now becoming more of a deck with the standalone, what's it called, the exercise swimming pool, for lack of a better term, or hot tub. And they're adding railings that I look a little over 8 feet, Roger, between 8.5 feet, but then there's another couple
feet, right?
10 feet total, I guess, if you count the on the plans presented, but you heard the testimony. What we're considering is an expansion of the non-conforming use for adding the railings, making it a rooftop deck, and adding the pool feature and the decking around it.
Right.
So it's a 7-vote zoning board application. We need 5 affirmative votes for it to pass. If you have any questions, let me know, but otherwise we'll need a motion and a second.
All right.
I'll make the motion.
Have a second, please.
I'll second.
And have a roll call vote. State your reasons, please.
Jay Cook.
Much as I don't like to do this, I'm going to vote no on this application because I just can't find enough in land use to justify the the nature of this application. There's nothing that I know has been provided that really, that shows us that it falls within the criteria, and I'm at a loss. I'm just looking and I can't find it. So I don't think the point has been proven under land use, so therefore I'm voting no.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I approve this request for a D variance. I find it, but it's a de minimis issue. The building exists, there's nothing being added other than an extension on the roof. We're not creating a deck, so it's an improvement on the roof. There's already equipment on the roof, so I'm voting yes.
Dan Smith III.
Well, it's where the personal use of an existing unit, and I think that it doesn't cause any noise or any dangers. It's structurally sound, and unless the bird would be the cause of anybody to have concern. So I look at it as a personal use of an existing unit. So I'm going to vote.
Mike Wiesen.
When you first did the presentation, I couldn't figure out where you were putting it, and whether it was on the right side or the left side, but I didn't think it was in the middle up here. And then you did so much homework with your experts. You explained everything so well and the detail that you went into. It's hard for me to say what I'm going to say, but I think it shouldn't be there, and I'm going to say no. And I hate to say this, so I'm going to say I'm sorry, because you spent so much time and energy to do this the right way that it hurts me to say no. But I have to say no.
Peter Taco.
You know, I looked at this and initially I thought, well, this is kind of like a no-brainer. It's really not a big deal. But the reality of it is it is the expansion of the non-conforming use, the addition of a rooftop deck, which are typically not allowed. You've gone to great pains to minimize the impact on everybody. We have allowed rooftop decks in the past, and I feel that under these circumstances, I'm going to vote in favor of it.
Okay,
can you
vote yes?
Yes.
Okay. Tim Coop.
So I did struggle with this one because I think it is a very well thought out and well planned project. But when I look at the requirements of a D variance and the special reasons that are supposed to be there, I see why this works for the applicant, but I don't see the benefit for the city or that those reasons have been addressed, and we have heard from some who are concerned with this. So it also pains me that I'm going to have to vote no.
Greer Gaskell.
I'm going to vote no. Yes, it pains me. I'm looking at it as a safety issue. Things have been around here, and I've seen several storms. The 5,000 boardwalk in the 90s, you had galvanized railing come off the porches with concrete and fly onto Atlantic Avenue. But the president said, you know, Buffalo Avenue. I mean, it's a great idea, but I just, the safety of the public, if we ever had a storm, there's one. I wouldn't want to be in there.
That's it. Motion is not carried. I have to, do have to compliment you, Mr. Sessi. You have run a good building, and you have made a great presentation. And it pains us to do this, believe me. But you have done very well for yourself. And I have to congratulate you on that. Thank you. Thank you for that opportunity. All right, this evening, if there's any further business from the members, if not, we'll be adjourned. May I have a motion for adjournment, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned. Carmella?
Go home.
That's pretty good.